Yep.
All right, Joe. Heading down to the green flag, how important was it to get that lead in your head, knowing how everybody from front row this year has won?
Yeah, I mean, you know, you just had to race them in there as hard as I could, which I did, and kept them off the bottom, and then you got the upper hand just like he got me. Once he got on the bottom, you're kind of stuck. You know, he's got you. So, you know, I got underneath him. He couldn't come down. I got a better runoff, too, and then he actually was on the outside of me a little bit that lap, and I felt him. He might have brushed off me up here, and then I didn't see him until he passed me. But
this race has been your white whale.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not, you know, how many more years do I have? And, you know, if you haven't won it in 30 years, I guess, or 20 years, whatever it's been, you're probably, I don't count on ever winning this stupid thing because I just know that I've never even got close, you know.
Have you led before?
Have I what?
Have you led in this race before?
Probably. You know, it's just, it's not to be. The car's not good enough, and he was better. It's sick when I, you know, and I know what I need in the car, but it's not there to drive it, you know, to beat him. He just...
Did he get tighter as the race went on?
Yeah. He just got pushing and pushing and pushing. And I got in the corner a hair too high, and he up the track went, and wham, he's underneath me.
Is that something he can work on as long as he can keep all four wheels on it?
In one piece, and somehow we got to figure out... we wrecked our front wing when we had that big wreck in turn two. And it's our own fault. We don't have one back. It's a hawk wing, and we never got another one. And we're trying to fly some other thing and probably giving up too much downforce in the front.
And finally, Joe, who'd you like to thank for your podium finish tonight?
I don't know. All the guys on the gang. I mean, that's the win would have been for them. You know, and all the people that pulled up the money to get this motor back. And, you know, it's a team effort. A lot of older guys like myself, and you know, they all support me 100%, which is really cool. You know, at times I think, maybe I can't get the job done, but you got so many good guys behind you in that, and my wife, and all the families. It's kind of a family team, you know, and I just thank all of them for being a part of it, and I still enjoy it, and they like to watch me race, and hopefully we'll be competitive and have a safe rest of the season.
What does veteran Joe Gosek do on a week off? Does he celebrate Harborfest here with everybody, or does he go down to Sandusky?
I'd like to go to Sandusky, but nowadays you can't compete with this stuff against the ISMA cars, you know. Back in the 90s, I took my car from here, and I won the Classic there, but it doesn't happen anymore. But I'd actually like to run Sandusky one more before I retire, but we'll see. Maybe something will come about next week.